But right here, we're in the middle of the week. It's 2:15 on a Wednesday. We like to have some fun here. Celebrate the middle of the week. We have Friday to look forward to. We're past the first half. It's kind of the sweet spot halftime show of the week.
Okay.
And today I want to look at some deaths, but in a funny way.
So this came about during a mix with the invasion, correct?
Yes, this was last week, and somehow the movie Old School got brought up. And we're talking about the jello wrestling scene, whatever it was, with Blue.
It was a KY wrestling match.
KY wrestling. And
the young co-eds, they decided to take their tops off, and Blue just couldn't handle it, and he keeled over.
He was 100 years old. He was a likable character. He was funny, and he died. And it was hilarious. But we should be sad, but it was funny. And I asked the question in the mix, is that the funniest death scene in movie history? And that kind of got us thinking afterwards, because that was probably the first one I thought of, but there were so many that came to mind afterwards.
And many of them are just in dumb, silly movies.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're there to have a good time, slapstick, and we'll get to some of them, but I didn't find any in, like, serious films. The only one I could really maybe look at was Jurassic Park.
That's a good one.
When the T-Rex ate the dude off the top of the toilet. And then there's the scene in the first Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the Arabian swordsman pulls out his big sword and is whipping it around and, you know, pulls out a gun and shoots him.
Like
and,
that.
Then nobody in the street decided to do anything. They're just like, oh, Indy just shot this guy. No big deal.
I think I've seen that movie one time when I was a kid.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never.
The first one? Or
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, I've seen it once.
It's the best one.
I saw it in school, too.
Last Crusade is right behind it.
Okay. They're all good.
It's not Temple of Doom.
You should have seen all of them. Even Temple of Doom. You're all in your mid-30s.
I think I've seen all of them one time.
Okay.
I couldn't pass a test if you asked me trivia on
it. I did not see the Shia LaBeouf one.
Okay, no, I didn't see that. So let's start with some audio here. And you talk about slapstick movies. I think this is pound for pound the funniest movie of all time.
Really?
This movie has the funniest scene of all time. The loudest I've ever laughed at a scene. It's not this one, but this one's up there. The hardest I've ever laughed at a scene was in the movie Spinal Tap during the Stonehenge scene when they lower down the mini Stonehenge because he wrote 14 inches instead of 14 feet.
Right.
But here's the scene where they're talking about the deaths of their drummers.
The first drummer was
the Beeper. John Stumpy Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Great, tall, blonde geek with glasses.
Yeah.
Good drummer.
Great look, good drummer.
Good drummer.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it.
Yeah.
Unsold,
really.
And he was replaced by
Stumpy Joe. Eric Stumpy Childs.
And what happened to Stumpy Joe?
Well, it's not a very pleasant story, but he died. He choked on the official explanation was he choked on vomit.
It was actually someone else's vomit. It's not
exactly.
You know, there's no real.
Well, they can't prove whose vomit it was. They don't have facilities in Scotland Yard to print.
You can't really dust for vomit.
Now, during the Flower People period, who was your drummer?
Stumpy's replacement, Peter James Bond. He also died in mysterious circumstances. We were playing
festival.
Jazz blues festival. Where was that?
Blues jazz, really.
Blues jazz festival.
It was in the Isle of Lucy.
Isle of Lucy.
Jazz
blues festival.
And it was tragic, really. He exploded on stage.
Just like that? He just went up.
He just was like a flash of green light. And that was it. Nothing was left.
His face.
Well, there was.
It's true.
There was a little green globule on his drum seat.
It's like a stain, really.
It was more of a stain than a globule, actually.
Dozens of people spontaneously combust each year. It's just not really widely reported.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Spinal Tap is genius, but this is a polarizing movie because Donovan watched this years ago, and he said this was the worst thing he's ever seen. I think the just mockumentary style movie makes me laugh. And having Rob Reiner's character interview Christopher Guest and Michael McKean, I think that dialogue is great, but that might fall flat for some
people.
I still have never seen it either.
Really?
Never.
Dude, I think it would be right up your alley.
Young Fran Drescher?
Yeah.
Not bad.
And it's one of those where every time you watch it, you notice some little thing new.
Yes.
Like they were playing a jazz and blues festival.
No,
it was more of a blues and jazz festival.
Who cares?
And it was called the Isle of Lucy. Just so random. Another one, another funny death scene. I'll take you to Anchorman.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Brick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
That fight scene was brilliant, too, and just Brick's walking around with a
grenade,
and then he gets a trident and just kills somebody with it.
I was so let down by the second.
Oh, the Anchorman. Second one's trash. The second one doesn't count.
They tried to up the ante with the fight scene. They got a lot of big-name people in it, but it still wasn't the same.
I think my favorite of that dumb comedy wheelhouse era was Happy Gilmore. And when Chubbs Peterson dies... Oh, it's just incredible.
Oh, I got something for you too, pal.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened, right? So I wanted to show my appreciation.
Oh, this looks nice. What is it, eh?
Open it up.
Oh, man.
Remember the gator that got your hand? I got his head.
Chubbs! Chubbs! And Lee Trevino's
looking
up.
Yeah, he's just standing down in the street.
And every time I go back, and when this is on cable, and it's the Lee Trevino scenes, all I think about is you playing the
Why
drop.
Why me?
Because you played the Hispanic Corby drop when they were going to break with Lee Trevino.
You know what bums me out is Lee Trevino regrets being in that movie.
Does he?
Does he really?
I looked that up when we had him at Normathon.
Well, I interviewed
him
2 years ago, and he's like, no, it's great having mailbox money. He seemed
pretty
cool about it.
Well, he said he didn't like the amount of cursing that was in it, so if he could go back, he wouldn't be in it. But.
See? Golly.
There's an actuality. So another...
That was Adam Sandler asking him, hey, you want to be in this movie?
So Tropic Thunder, a movie that is...
This is my favorite funny movie.
This is what, 2008, which wasn't too long ago. There's so many things about this movie that could not be made today.
And you know what?
But
it is so good.
It is brilliant. It's the trailers at the beginning of the movie were, I would say that's probably what I remember the most, but it had nothing to do with it. It's a fun one to go back and rewatch.
This
also
might be top three comedy for me all time.
It's great.
My number one. I love it.
Number one?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't argue with you if you want to make this your funniest movie. So this is when they're going through the jungle, they're filming a war movie, and the director is telling him to get into character, and there's going to be cameras following him, and then he steps on a landmine.
And no one gets to go home till we get the shots. Put on your war faces, gentlemen. Now, let's go and make the greatest war movie ever!
Yeah!
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 Woo! Yeah.
Oh.
And he's dead.
Yeah!
There's Jack Black.
Yeah!
Awesome!
Oh, and you got McConaughey in this movie. And
everybody's
McBride
in it.
Oh,
and,
so
and Tom Cruise is...
Fat Tom guy. Cruise.
The genius.
The best. This was a big Machine and I bingo when we did Not a Podcast.
Absolutely.
We reference this movie all the time.
And you should, because it was hilarious.
Next night that there's not a Mavs or Stars game, I'm going to watch this movie.
Okay.
Because I need to laugh. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Well, over the dry dock break for the holidays, I was scrolling, I forget which platform, but I came across the classic 1988 comedy, The Naked Gun. And
oh, yeah.
Dude, I know that it's late 80s and it doesn't fully hold up, but number I think one. There's certain slapstick humor and just dumb dad joke comedy that will always hold for me.
If you like Airplane and that style of movie.
It's Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
And Leslie Nielsen is an absolute genius, and this is towards the end when they kill the main bad guy, Ludwig, and it happens at an Angels game, but this is filmed at Dodger Stadium.
And this is right where we were.
Yeah.
Our seats, like, we were getting Dodger dogs right where they were standing.
Right.
And I didn't think about that when we were there and going back and watching. I was like, oh my God.
And the audio I have starts with a standoff and
the back and forth.
The dialogue is genius.
Oh. Stay where you are, Drummond.
He's got a gun.
I know. You ruined my life, Drummond. Now I'm going to ruin yours.
Leave the girl alone.
I am. I'm going to kill you.
I see.
Who can play at that game?
You killed him.
No, no. He's just stunned. He'll be all right in a couple of minutes.
Falls over the side.
Into the parking lot. Onto the pavement.
Well...
And then comes a bus.
A bus hits him, runs him over.
And he gets squashed. Steamroller.
Steamroller goes over him, and here's the USC marching band to march over him.
Oh, Frank. That's horrible. That's so horrible.
I know it.
My father went the same way.
Just so
the
slow.
Same way, falling off of Dodger Stadium, getting run over by a bus,
yeah, and he,
a steamroller, and then a marching band.
He shoots
same
Ludwig
way.
With, I guess, the cufflink gun he had special made, which he also used while Reggie Jackson was
oh,
playing
yeah,
for the
that's
Angels,
right.
And he was like... mind controlled and was trying to kill the Queen of England, and then he shoots the cufflink and it hits a fat lady and it falls on Reggie Jackson.
Was that the same
wild?
Was that
wild
the same ride. Naked Gun movie as when he got up to go to the bathroom and he had his microphone on?
That's like the first scene in the movie.
That's one of the hardest scenes I've laughed at in a movie too.
Absolutely,
because it just keeps going and going and going. Other funny deaths. It doesn't really translate to audio, but the gasoline fight during Zoolander is probably the first one I think of. I mean, that was classic wheelhouse teenage movie for me.
I've got one.
Okay, Lando.
The steamroller death in Austin Powers where he runs over the security
funny
guard.
You bring that up.
Okay. Let's hear what that would sound like.
Hang on, I'm going to floor it. Watch out.
Like 40 yards away. Yeah.
Watch out!
Watch out!
Watch out!
Oh. Let's go! Come on, let's go!
You've just got perfect Liz Hurley.
That's the second time we've talked about a steamroller.
Steamrollers are funny.
Is steamroller a childish term?
I mean, name.
It sounds pretty cool, though. Steamroller.
Well, and coming up at Why Today Doesn't Suck, we will mix with the Blue Bonnet Steamroller.
That's
one
true.
Day
uh-huh. Some other honorable mentions we have. The movie Zombieland with Bill Murray. Pretty underrated movie. I don't know if it holds up. I haven't gone back and watched it in a while.
That and Double Tap are both very good.
It got me whenever the opening line was like, you know, this land I hear looks like it sucks pretty hard. You probably think it's because of the zombies. Nope. No, it's just Garland,
Texas.
And I was like, yeah!
All right.
Give it to Garland.
Joke.
Richardson.
Yeah, as a mesquite lad, I was take
it's
that, Garland.
It's in a movie. Yeah, Bill Murray was great in it. He dresses up as a zombie.
Funny.
And then who was the main character's name? The guy from...
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg shoots him because he thinks he's a real zombie. He says his only regret was making Garfield. That was a funny scene.
Okay.
Not a movie, but a really funny SNL bit was the Mr. Bunting. It was
the Dead Poets
It was making
Society.
Fun of Dead Poets Society, and they all stand up, and Pete Davidson stands up on the table, and it cuts his head off.
Yeah, because
there's blood
fan.
Going everywhere.
It's
Sport. You gotta watch that. It's hilarious. The funniest thing Pete Davidson's ever done was that skit.
Wow.
But if we're ranking the funniest death scene, if any of these pass Blue in Old School, I think I'd go the gasoline fight is really funny.
Man, I like Chubbs because of the wooden Chubbs hand is falling great on the concrete, and you can just hear it rattling around. So good.
Naked Guns, they're all really good. Brick killing a guy, Spinal Tap the drummers. I don't know if there's a clear winner.
I think we covered it all.
We got them all. I'm sure there's plenty others out there that we didn't think of.